Hello and welcome to episode 127 of WADA Hockey, the podcast where we cover all things Texas hockey and the culture and stories that surround it. We have an extremely special episode lined up for you today, as far as it's the first time we've ever had two brothers joining the podcast. But before they join us, you guys know the drill. Give us a follow on all social media platforms. Except what was the one Instagram just did? I stopped posting on that. That thing.
Threads
gone, dead to me. And make sure to give all of our sponsors a follow as well, which we'll get into in just a second. And check everything out at our website now, wadahockey.com. We had a pretty special surprise here on Tuesday afternoon before we recorded this, which this will be released on Thursday. Hey, welcome to the future. That we should probably talk about. So I'm going to toss it over to the crew. It's myself, Shannon, and Jason today. Shannon, Jason, our first ever full-length feature documentary, the greatest hockey documentary of all time, officially titled, came out today. First and foremost, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Avco Roofing and the boys Dalton, Brandt, and I'm forgetting one name. Hold on. I'm going to get so upset if I forget the one. I have it right here because it's Dalton's brother, and he's in the film industry now as well.
Wyatt?
Blaine, Brandt, and Dalton.
I thought it was a W. That's
Their last it's because name. Their last name. It's their last that's name. Right, but right. they showed up for this tournament. They stayed around us the entire time through the ups and all the downs, which if you watch the documentary, there are a few more downs than ups. I blame the free alcohol and the 7:15 a.m. puck drops, but that's neither here or there. Shannon, we talked a little bit about it before we jumped on here. What was it like for you? Was it like the emotional roller coaster that you expected?
No, I got rid of my emotions a long time ago. I had no feelings towards it whatsoever.
That's bullshit and you know it.
I may have cried on my floor. No, it was wonderful. I mean, to see something of that magnitude for someone that just came from the Colony, Texas was kind of, I don't know, it was pretty cool. So I'm really grateful to have been part of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You did great. You were our first ever coach.
I did great.
I didn't listen to you at all. And if you go watch the documentary, you can hear the interaction between you and I in the first game where I just straight up told you no.
You did.
It was probably my favorite part of the whole thing. Yeah. Jason, you were mic'd up for, I believe it was game two or three.
Game two.
And the one that I almost died in, yes. No spoilers, but how was it watching you and hearing yourself mic'd up? And then in game three, whenever you landed on the ice after that weird, your skate caught and Shannon yelled at you just to get up.
Dude, okay. So reflecting back on that, I watched the last little bit of it with my wife at dinner and I fell down and everything. She's like, what happened there? I was like, well, I lost an edge, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And I told myself that day, I was like, I need to sharpen my skates.
Mm-hmm.
I still have yet to sharpen my skates.
Okay.
You're psycho.
Still have not sharpened my skates, dude. I was going to go this weekend and then got caught up. And then, we were out at some Bronco meetup in Plano. So I was just going to go to stop by, play it again. But they didn't open until noon. We left there at 11.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Anyways,
one thing led to another.
Then I ended up at Nitex to watch Fink and the gang talk about what he's going to talk about later.
Yep.
Watched that happen. That was really cool. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I personally think I'm a comedian, and I think I let my comedic talents flourish in that, if you will.
You did.
Yes,
you did.
Yes, baby. You did a great job.
You did.
Also, did I predict the COVID comeback?
You just said
about not having it, and then is that even a thing anymore? And then literally
A month
now we're talking about it again. But that's not here nor there. No, we're not going to talk about that.
We beat it here. We won.
Oh yeah,
that's it. They wrote a bill in Texas now. There's no more masks, no more nothing.
That's right.
That's the sneaky.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you could put those skates once you get them sharpened in that sick bag of yours. If you wanted to tell us just a little bit more about that, I don't know, maybe.
Dude, absolutely, because my Conway and Banks bag is so fucking sick. And yeah, I'm sorry for cussing during that, Percy. Don't murder me.
God.
But
dude, you're the only adult awesome person bag. On their roster. It's all kids, and then they got true. You saying this fucking awesome bag.
Yeah, it's pretty sick bag, guys. It's truly a bag for the beer leaguers because you can organize all your materials in there properly and get your nice 18 pack right in the middle. I'm not saying that's what you have to do. It doesn't have to be beer. It can be sodas. It can be cola, but you can fit it in your bag and it's going to be nice and organized next to your smelly shins, next to your smelly gloves and your perfectly fit water bottle right in your smelly
gloves. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just that's how I organize my stuff. But yeah, there's plenty of ways you can configure it to match your stuff. It comes in three different sizes and like four or five different colors now. Actually, they do not have the green one currently, so it's back down to four. But it's okay. You guys can still get 10% off your order by using code WHATAHOCKEY10. And then, guys, you know what you can do? You can get your gear to the rink in...
Shannon?
Also, one last ad read. Major shout out to Avco because they're coming through. I'm meeting with Nate, who's going to be like one of their project managers, guys. They're doing our roof light in like 2 weeks, dude.
Hell yeah, let's go. So everybody wins. Everybody rides.
And not having to pay a dime. Thank you, insurance. Thank you, Avco. Hey. I appreciate it.
Hail yeah. Get it? Because hey, hail message. Yes.
How about you? How are you?
As you guys can probably tell by the voice, I had quite a weekend. I yelled a lot. I broke a couple things. I threw a couple tantrums, but we made it back in one piece. I want to give a huge shout out to Randy and everyone with Third Line Draft. They put on a phenomenal tournament this past weekend. You guys have heard us talk about them for months now, and they finally got to come to North Texas here. If you haven't done a draft style tournament, I highly recommend it. They put you in a draft class with everyone of a similar level that you log in with, and then everyone is picked, so you're evenly distributed throughout the entire tournament. You know, we had a couple of people go down in the last game. I think I skated in 12-minute stop periods, I think 9 minutes in one period and like 10 in the other. And I think I have a sports hernia right now, so I'm dead serious. Like, I woke up and I thought I had bad gas, but it turns out it's like a swollen little area, and I'm like, yeah, I'm falling to pieces right now. But you know, if someone asks me to skate in the next 2 days, I'll probably go. But huge shout out to Randy, Third Line Draft, Moffitt. Yeah, call me. And also huge shout out to Sauce Toss. They've been riding with us for like well over a year now. I've got a couple of Sauce Toss like full sets in the garage that we absolutely need to give away. And now that the temperatures for this week are in the sub 100s, we are officially in fall in Texas for a week. Yeah, we made it until next week when it's back to 108. So if you're looking for a way to spend that week out of the heat and in the sunshine and just the 96 degree weather, head over to saucetoss.com. Use promo code WATASAUCE for 10% off of your order today. I've also got some other gear coming in from Nicemitz, the perfect fit beyond the rink where athleisure meets hockey. Nicemitz brings players a complete lineup of hockey, athleisure apparel, and ultra light pro level gloves. Speaking of those gloves, they are introducing the Pro Series mitts designed for players who want pro-level protection and the ability to feel the puck like never before. The PSM gloves are the first hockey gloves that are machine wash friendly. So not only do we have Conway and Banks giving you the flow with those vents, now we have machine wash gloves. Parents, take notice. Now your gloves will stay fresh and look new for every shift. Check them out at nicemitts.com and score 10% at checkout with WATAHOCKEY10. All right. The time is near. The time is now. Up next, for the first time on Water Hockey, we are joined by not one, but two brothers, because I'm pretty sure we've had people on before that are brothers to other people, but not brothers at the same time. One is a seasoned professional, having spent time in the AHL and ECHL since 2013, most recently with the Allen Americans, while the other is entering his first professional season in hockey with the Allen Americans after a full college stint with McGill University. Welcome to the podcast, Steph and Ty, the Fournier brothers. Gentlemen, how are we on this fine, fine evening?
We're great. How are you?
I'm winded. 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 Ty, how are you, man? How are things going?
No, I'm doing great. Excited to get started in Texas.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll just jump right into it before we ask how the offseason was. Is this going to be your first time in Texas, or did you get to come down and watch Steph play at all when he was with Allen last season?
No. So I was finishing up my degree and I had my own hockey to deal with. I actually haven't gotten to see Steph play pro since he started because I was off, you know, doing my own thing.
Well, let me tell you, it's sensational. The dancing. It is. Oh. The dancing, the antics, the scoring.
He's
the
minute.
Defense from top
He's
to bottom.
He's going to have to add that spicy link to his bio.
He does it all, guys. He does it all.
Look at this. I'm looking great today.
Yeah. So what we learned, that's like a Quebec go-to, yeah?
Well, listen, it's not a Quebec go-to. It's just to like whoever who thinks that they look great. You know, you put on a shirt like this, speaks class.
Absolutely.
He is pure class.
I'm a fan. I'm
the caller.
You send me the link. That's going to be in my cart. That's going to be here in like a week.
Well, I hope so for you.
Honestly, though, if we don't see that shirt make an appearance on the player entrances next sometime next year with wherever you land, like, what's the point? You know, look good, feel good, play good. Is that right?
Well, you know how it is. It's perfect that way.
So let's dive into the off season. Ty, like you said, you were finishing up your degree, you know, finishing up your playing career, in college. What has the off season been like for you? Obviously you had to kind of figure out what was next for you, where you wanted to land. You know, did you train any differently knowing that you were going to go to professional hockey this next season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for the last 5 years, I've been working 40, 50 hour jobs on top of training, like 40, 50 hour work weeks, you know, to pay my way through school and whatnot. And this summer, I made the decision to not work and focus solely on hockey. So compared to past years, I've been working out like a madman.
And
it paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. It's, you know, I thought about it and, it's what I wanted to do. And I've been in the gym 5-6 times a week on the ice as much as I can, 3-4 times. And it's been a really great summer.
Awesome. Awesome. So Steph, over to you. How has your off season been? What's the workout been like for you? Are we staying up with Ty, or you're like, you know, I'm a seasoned vet. I don't have to.
Look, I'll be honest with you. This season's been like the off season's been a little bit rough. It's, but it's gone exactly as the plan. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm really excited for my brother to join Allen. He's a consummate professional. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm waiting to figure out exactly what my next step is. But, you know, I'm very happy to know that my brother's in good hands with Chad and in Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, kind of, you know, piggybacking off what you just said, Ty, when you started, you know, making that shift to the pro game and talking to teams, obviously with your brother, Steph, now having been with Allen most recently, did you kind of call him and say, you know, hey, you know, I had a conversation with Costi. Can you tell me a little bit more about the culture? Can you tell me what it was like, you know, can you kind of take us through that conversation that you might've had with him of like, what can I expect if I end up signing here?
Well, yeah, definitely. I talked to a couple of teams. But Steph was very, you know, adamant about, you know, how great it was in Texas. And I thought it would be a really good fit for me. And when I started talking to Costi, you know, it just reassured what my brother had told me and it felt like the right fit. And, you know, for me, it's the spot to be.
So now that you've officially signed, what would you say you're looking most forward to, from a personal and a professional aspect? Is it the fact that, you know, when you're playing hockey in December, it might be 50 degrees max outside? Is it the barbecue, or is it just the fact that you'll get an opportunity to play in an organization that has, you know, quite a few championships under their belt?
Definitely. I wanted to play for a team that has a winning culture, like Allen. Personally, it's going to be nice to get out of Quebec winter, Canadian winter for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if I was going professionally, why wouldn't I want to choose one of the better organizations in the East Coast League?
I mean, and I think everyone was super excited when they saw your name pop up, you know, signing with the Allen Americans. So, you know, we're excited to have you down here. Steph, over to you. You spent 20 regular season games and 11 playoff games in Allen last season. What was that experience like for you? Because you had come from Wichita when you were in the coast before that. So, you know, that was your first experience in Allen for you. Kind of, can you take us through that and what the, maybe the culture shift was, or was it just kind of a natural fit for you as well?
I'll be honest with you. You know what? Alex always, like, Allen always had identity as a tough place to come and play. And you know what? Like, when I was coming with Wichita all the time, like, it was one of those teams where every time you went, you knew that you were going to get into a battle, right? And at the end of the day, you know what? When I ended up coming back from Cardiff and I spoke with Jack Holmes, I was like, you know what? There's no other culture I would rather join. You know, I felt like Allen really encompassed what kind of player I was and the kind of spirit I bring to the game. And, you know what, obviously last year it didn't end the way exactly we wanted to with Idaho. But, you know what, at the same token, it was a learning curve. It was the first year that, Chad had came in and become head coach.
Yep.
And, you know what, it was a very exciting time. And I knew that, you know, the next coming season would be the exact same thing. So, you know, the culture in Allen was something that just made me want to come there, and I gravitated towards it.
I want to say, too, I'm glad you brought up Jack Holmes, because I would be silly not to mention Jack Holmes. We were very, very lucky to have him on the podcast and have him in person last season, who he has officially announced his retirement from professional hockey. He just had an unbelievable career here in the States, overseas as an import. You know, the guy was nonstop. Don't let the haircut fool you. And the fact that he has a horseshoe and his name is Combs, that guy was an absolute python on the ice, did well on three ice as well.
You know what? Jack Combs is one of those people that a lot of like, ex-professionals, especially when I was in the American League, would speak about. You know, they called them point of game Combs. And I was lucky enough to play with him when I was the player assistant coach in Wichita. And, you know, our relationship seemed to blossom over the years. And when I became available to come to Allen, he really put a foot in front and brought me in. So, you know, I owe a lot to Jack. Jack is an amazing player, but a better teammate and a better friend.
Yeah, we're obviously sad to see him go. I think he's coaching at the collegiate level up next. But yeah, just an awesome career, awesome all around guy. Really glad that we had a chance to kind of get to know him a little bit more while he was with Allen. Ty, kind of shifting back over to you, you know, going back to your shift from college to a now pro career, did you have any questions for Steph on like the business front? Because obviously a lot of people don't really like take the step back and realize at the very end of the day, this is a business first and a sport second, game second. So what was that conversation like, if you had one? Did you call him and just say, you know, hey, what can I expect? What do I say? What can I expect them to say? And how can I kind of settle if there are any kind of disputes or anything like that? Did he have any pretty stern advice for you going into the kind of the quote unquote bargaining?
No, not with the bargaining aspect of it. Steph's really been a mentor in the way of telling me what it's like to be like a professional athlete. Coming from college, obviously, I played 28 games a season, and I had two seasons affected by COVID. So, you know, like wear and tear, how to, you know, deal with your body, how to take care of your body, how to be a professional, what you have to do on and off the ice were a lot of the questions I asked him. So far for like the ins and outs, like contract negotiation or, what to expect, I've been able to lean on him for every question that might, you know, pop into my head. Maybe, you know, like how to open up a bank account in the States or what to do with my phone. How, when I get there, what do I have to do? You know, stuff like that I'll never have to answer in Canada.
Now, did he mention anything about the driving here in Texas? And specifically that if you've ever watched like F1 or NASCAR, it's basically the same thing.
He's never mentioned anything about that.
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just if let's just say that limit is on the low end, you know,
it's more of a suggestion
minimum.
Well, luckily I'm flying down. I'm not driving. So I guess it's going to be a battle. Be
perfect. You know, honestly, I don't know what's worse, driving or being a passenger, because you can't control that way. So good luck. Being a passenger
gives me anxiety because if I'm not in control, definitely.
Steph, what about you, man? What was it like for you? I mean, obviously you spent plenty of time in the States, but I mean, was the driving an adjustment here? Because we had LA on last week, but when we had on the...
To be frank with you, I didn't drive either in Texas. I flew in to Utah for that initial 3-3 that I had maybe about 23 or 24 games outside of the end of the season. And you know what? I was lucky enough to live pretty close by to the arena, and I had great accommodations. And at the end of the day, it was really simple. I just walked to the rink every day.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I was lucky enough, yeah.
Okay, well, I heard Shannon's a phenomenal driver. Jason as well. Myself, I'm a stern believer in the speed limit. That's a lie. But yeah, if you guys need rides, we got you.
Don't worry about it, buddy. We consider ourselves the.
I'd still take myself over Steph in a car any day of the week.
Is there a story there?
Sibling rivalry. Oh yeah. No, go ahead. Let's talk about sibling
rivalry. I've gone through one car.
Oh.
Steph,
I've got a T right here.
I've got no comment. I plead the fifth on this one.
We're just gonna go ahead and guess that it's more than one, and that's okay. Because
what was
same.
Your favorite of them?
Oh yeah.
Oh, a Dodge Challenger, a V8 that I had. That was definitely my favorite when I felt like Vin Diesel driving down the road. You know?
Yeah.
Did you see Ty's eyes like widen whenever he said that?
Of course I did.
Yeah, it was
terrified.
Yeah, it was a good time driving in that with him.
Yeah, why do you look so terrified?
I look terrified right now.
He's like, it was a great time.
God, it is. That thing actually flew. It's way better than my 2006 Nissan Altima.
Oh no.
Okay. Hear me out.
Perfect analogy.
This is a PSA for everyone. If you see an Altima in front of you on the highway or on the road, let them go. Altimas are the most dangerous drivers on the planet. And what happens to people that drive Altimas when they get money, they start driving BMWs. So they are correlated somehow. I'm telling you, BMW drivers and Altima drivers.
You know, once you grow out of the Altima, then you get into the BMWs, you know?
I'm just telling you, there is a line there that connects the two that just makes them just think, I am Jeff Gordon. I am Dale Earnhardt Jr. The road is mine. That's all I'm saying. It's a frightening experience.
Shit.
To bring it back, Shannon, you had a more family oriented question I think you wanted to toss out.
Sure. I know that you guys have lots of siblings and you all play hockey. What was that like for you guys all growing up in such a hockey centric family and having all these different schedules and, you know, your mom having to be in like 14 places at once? What was that like for you guys?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. It was actually a real big blessing. You know, our mom supported our dreams our entire life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it kind of came from our core family values, you know, and I feel like me and my brothers, we always excelled at, you know, following exactly like what we believed in. So, you know, whether it was Ty becoming a captain in McGill or myself becoming a captain in Halifax and winning, or my other brother, you know, getting drafted to the NHL, you know, I felt like we had a culture in our house that kind of pushed us forward. And, you know, it was one of those things that we shared. And at the end of the day, when it comes to hockey, I feel like, you know, the person that you're getting dressed up next to every day is the person that's the most important if they have your back. So, you know, for me growing up with that kind of culture in my house and, you know, being able to like share that with my brothers was something that was super important. And at the end of the day, I'm super happy to still pass it on. But the whole thing is really, if you were to give credit to someone, it would be to my mom.
Oh, absolutely. Moms are wonderful.
Oh, especially at the arena. You know exactly how hard it is.
I do. I do. Ty, how about you? What was it like for you? Are you you're the baby of the family that plays?
Yeah. I'm the youngest boy, and we have a younger sister who used to come to all of our practices and games growing up too.
Yeah.
You know, obviously what Steph said was bang on. Our mom was the best, and what she did was incredible. Mm-hmm. But I'd just like to add that it was also unbelievable to have, for me personally, older brothers to push myself and try to reach the same level as they did. And I think by me doing that and seeing how hard I worked, I think I like to think that it pushed them as well to reach for the stars.
Yeah, help them be better examples for sure.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
Oh, my brother's the best example there is.
Oh,
he's been my role model since I was a kid.
Wow. All right.
Wait, so did he send you a matching shirt?
No, I'm not cool enough to wear that yet. I have to play a game in the pros first.
You got to earn it.
That's fair.
This is an 11-year veteran shirt. This is a, if I'm going to come on a Texas podcast, you know, like, I feel like I got to walk in and be like that man.
It speaks volumes. People are going to listen to the podcast and hear the shirt. That's what matters most.
That's perfect. It's better than them hearing my voice. I sound like a Sesame Street character.
Oh, you're all right. No. You're all right.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Sesame Street or the Muppets. Some of us are very fond of the Muppets. So
that's right. Ask Fink about that Kermit tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Was it a mistake? A mistake. It's kind of hard to see from the camera, but
it's not a mistake, dude. Own it.
No, I was stone cold sober for that one.
I think it's beautiful, man.
Sorry, Mom.
All righty, man. Hey, from your point of view, man, what can fans expect from Ty and Allen this season?
I mean,
from Steph's point of view, yeah.
He plays a kind of a spinning image of me. And, you know, I feel like he's found his offensive touch over the years. You know, obviously, if you look at his hockey background, you know, he's a hard worker. He's a leader. He's someone that's been a captain at the collegiate level in Canada, which is, you know, full of ex-major junior players. He's been a captain at the major junior level. And, you know, I feel like he's somebody that's like primed to come into pro and start to have a good season right off the bat. I mean, look, I'm witness to his work ethic every day, and I know exactly how hard he works. And at the end of the day, you know, karma kind of plays a big part in hockey. And when you give the right energy and you give the right things to the game, usually the game is fair back to you. So, you know, I expect him to come in, play a hard style of hockey, be a selfless teammate. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that he's a big he's something that adds to the culture and adds to the team in Allen. This isn't something that you know, at the end of the day, when you meet somebody and you know them as a, like a great hockey player, you know, you want them on your team. And, you know, you have the same thing to expect from him as you've seen from me over the years. Just a hard nose, strong style, net front kind of hockey. So I'm excited for him to obviously get started in Allen. And I think that he'll be adopted by the culture very quickly.
Ty, are you going to come out chirping at the red line during warmies? Or are you going to save that for your brother?
I never did that type of stuff, but I was never scared to defend a teammate or, you know, do some of the stuff Steph does. Some of the things Steph does, sorry.
Well, for both of you, what would it mean for you guys if you were to play together at the pro level?
It's been something we've talked about since Steph left to play juniors at 16. You know, it'd mean the world. It would mean the world to us.
I mean, look, it's something that you never expect, right? I'm going into my 11th year professional. My brother's coming into his first. You know, it's something that we obviously discussed over the years, imagining maybe the scenario where it played out that we could play together. But I mean, the fact that the possibility is there for me to potentially play with my younger brother at some point is obviously something that's super enticing and exciting to me. So, you know, I'm biting at the chomps, waiting to find out exactly what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know what, the idea of it is something that we've obviously dreamed of and spoken about and could potentially be brought into existence in the next little bit. So.
That's awesome. I think that's an exciting opportunity.
Manifesting that now.
Yeah.
Manifest
is the key. Manifest the key. Steph, kind of to go back to what Shannon was asking too. Last year with Allen, you staged mental warfare when you guys played Kansas City in the playoffs, as well as pretty much everybody else that you played. Does anything go into that? Is it premeditated as far as like, I know exactly what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do? Or is it kind of spur of the moment? Like, I'm sure the chicken dance against in the series in Idaho was kind of spur of the moment. But is there anything that you're like, man, I saw someone doing something like this. I'm going to put my own spin on it. Or is it like, okay, you're in my kitchen. I'm going to get right back in it.
Look, I'll be realistic with you. You know, let's say I'm joining my 11th season in the professional ranks. Like, the game is really like taken an evolution over the past 10 years. You know, when I started, let's say, it was a lot different than where it is now, especially in terms of talent, in terms of gameplay, in terms of skating.
Yep.
And then fighting plays a big portion about it too. And
absolutely.
You know what, essentially I'm repeating a cycle that was done to me. And, you know, the first years where you come in to play pro, you're 20 years old, you know, at the time, you know, you're running into these people that were, you know, straight up killers slash players. And, you know, sometimes you had no choice but to answer the bell. And, you know, at the end of the day, especially with the position I'm in, knowing that, you know, I'm scoring over a half point per game every year, it's easier for me to like embark in the mental warfare part of the game. So, you know, at the end of the day, the goal of doing it is just to give my guys more space and to feel more protected and, you know, to ultimately have more confidence to make the moves they want and not feel like they're going to get hit or, you know, have someone take advantage of them. But there's obviously a certain aspect that comes in that's, you know, something that was presented to me that I'm repeating. You know, history has a very commonly repeats itself. So,
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, you know, whatever I had to face was something that I tried to bring to other teams and other games, but doesn't always mean it was successful or it doesn't mean that things didn't cross the line. So, you know, it's funny that something like that is the biggest thing that I went viral for, but at the same token, you know, I feel like I bring a lot more to a hockey team than just the mental intimidation or the pregame stuff.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. Now I am curious though, because obviously there has been a rise in the, I don't want to say tough guy hockey player persona, so to speak, in the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, that might be attributed to a certain Canadian television show that had another certain Canadian television spinoff. Of course, I'm speaking of Letterkenny and Shoresy. Yeah. Have you heard any chirps and you're like, buddy, I've seen the show. Like,
okay.
Like, I watched the show too.
You, like, those chirps are very like, it's what the people want to see, right?
But yeah.
Very rarely are people chirping when they know that there's a potential chance for them to have repercussions, right?
Right.
You know, as much as that seems like it's a part of hockey culture, you know, unless you have the ability to do it or you have the backup to do it, I don't think that many people talk that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny to take back. Look, in Allen, it's one of those places where it kind of like engulfs that culture of trash talking slash like, I don't think I've ever played an easy game in Allen, Texas in the 5 years that I was there.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as making fun and like things like being said on the ice, you know what? It's one of those places where Letterkenny could actually be applied to it. But, you know, besides that, as successful as the shows are, it's not an actual depiction of hockey.
What's the saying? Everyone's got something to say until you get punched in the mouth.
Exactly. Or you get hit by Bob Bedoo or my brother, you know, that's it.
So, okay, we usually do, and I want Shannon, myself, and Jason to kind of cycle through these. And if you guys, Shannon and Jason, have any that you kind of come up with off the top of your head, by all means, please ask. But we usually do kind of a rapid fire with guests. You know, we've had, you know, pairs on before, but never like this, never brothers. So we're going to call this segment, Which Brother? And basically we'll ask a series of questions and we'll let you guys decide which one of you this certain question applies to. So I'll go ahead and start it off. Who has the better taste in music?
Steph.
Oh,
that was an easy win.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why? What's on the playlist right now?
His playlist has been my playlist. I've had his music on my iPod since I'm a kid. So.
was it because of the hand-me-down iPod, I guess? The one with the...
It's actually his iPod.
Yeah,
the exact same taste in music.
But what's on the play?
What are some of the top bands on the playlist?
Indie alternative, like if I can be honest with you, like Death Cab for Cutie is definitely great. One of them.
Yep.
Solid.
1975,
of course.
Okay.
Probably some Portugal the Man now.
MGMT.
Ooh, I do. I'm down.
With unfortunately, my brother didn't have much choice in the music that was going in the car, so.
Fair.
Listen to whatever his big brother wanted, so that's how it went.
It's true.
Well, I mean, that I'm surprised. I was expecting a little bit more of a fight, but Ty even kind of just said, it's him. All right.
I'm honest, man. I know. I know the answer.
That's not bad at all.
Well, Shannon, go ahead.
I had one. I was going to say who has the best style, but I mean,
I mean,
so
Sorry, Ty.
I know it's a podcast and you guys can't see this.
We'll get a picture.
We might. And you know what? You don't need a picture because if you follow Steph on Instagram, the guy has been posting just style tips for like the last 2 weeks, I think.
Every day.
Yeah.
Trying to show people how to live.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. All right.
Better style on the ice.
Ty.
Ooh.
Yeah, sure.
Ty does for sure. I still now, wear crafts.
Hey, some people love those.
I'm the only player in pro hockey wearing crafts. Trust me, Ty has better style.
Now, are we tongues in, tongues out? What's let's go up. Tongues in. Okay. Ty?
You can't block shots with your tongues out. So yeah, I don't do that.
Tongues in for sure.
Whoa. There you go.
Is that
to me? There's no other way.
Is that a thing?
What?
If you're gonna block a shot, I guess like tongues in. Like I've never known this.
If you had a puck there.
Shin pads, right? So at the end of the day, the more protection, the better off you'll be. So most of the time, from my experience, tongues out means no shot blocking.
I've been doing it. I've just been doing it all wrong, and now I get it.
Or maybe you've just been really lucky and not been hit right there.
No. I've gotten some really bad ones there. Like right
you've
on the
top. You've ever been hit in the foot with an 80-mile or an 80-kilometer-an-hour slap shot, you'll know it's you put your tongues in your shin pad.
Hey,
I play D-League.
Yeah, so I was like,
there's no 80-mile-an-hour shots.
Okay, yeah.
You're trying for 80. It's going 25.
Like I mean, 40 at most.
Maybe.
It still hurts.
Yeah, it does. Maybe you guys it's that still slow.
Hard black rubber that is frozen and it's just this giant projectile that fucking hurts.
Unfortunately, for me, it hurts a lot more when the other team hits it at me than when I'm standing in front of the net and my own teammate does. For some reason, it just changes the whole dynamic of it. So
Fink wouldn't know anything about that, would you, buddy?
Nope. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for that, buddy. No, yeah. Sorry. And oh my God, both of you guys hit me.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay. And
turned around.
No,
you were facing the wrong way.
In my defense, yours was during warmups.
You were in the way.
No, you didn't look up from the blue line to see someone skating right in front of you.
All right. We're pulling the receipts. That's BS.
There's receipts.
All right.
Can't hit anybody guys in warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I just did. I can show you the video. I totally did it.
$25. It's a fine.
There we go. This is a jury thing. We're having a water hockey jury starting
absolutely.
Now.
Water hockey jury. Okay.
So, man.
Did you? Shannon, but I said that was from Nick, so you're welcome.
That's fair. Shannon, I would like for you to ask the kid question. I feel like this is appropriate for you.
Why?
Because you have kids. You're a hockey mom.
Oh, God. All right. So, boys. Who was the better kid growing up? Ooh.
Ty.
I don't know. I'd say you.
No, you.
Debate. Let's hear this. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't have to pull out any.
Ty was a better kid growing up. He's been a better kid his entire life.
I don't know. I got angrier a lot more than you did.
You were the youngest boy.
Yeah, but that was because we enticed you. You know, at the end of the day,
peer pressure.
I saw Ty just sit back in his seat like he just had this revelation of like, damn it.
You were a bad influence on me.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I mean, we were both.
No. I'm kidding.
You never let me drive the Challenger.
No, never. I never did.
Ty would let you drive his Altima, man.
He doesn't want to drive that thing.
So we're going with Ty was a better kid?
Sure. 100%.
Ty, you look like you want to disagree, but you're just kind of like, whatever.
No, I mean, I don't know. We were both really good kids. So, I mean, I'm not going to change my answer. Let's just go one for one, I guess.
Yeah, let's go.
You could agree to disagree on this.
You just say the Fournier kids are just a great bunch. Just a great group all around.
Mama did a great job.
Yeah.
Perfectly balanced, perfectly temperamental. We're the best group of kids you've ever met.
What did Thanos say? Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Exactly.
Speaking of cars, can either of you guys drive a stick?
No.
I cannot, no.
Really?
I feel like, well, hold on. Okay, hold on. Why is that a thing? Why is that a, is that a dig? Because I can't either.
No. I didn't know. I figured you had the Challenger. I didn't know if it was a stick there, you know. Sure.
No. I tried once in Slovakia because they only gave us like stick cars, and literally I stalled out three times in a row and gave up. So fortunately, the only place I could drive stick is at the arcade.
There you go. That's the only place that it matters. Shannon, you're shaking your head. Listen, I go as fast as my foot is heavy. That's all that matters.
That's what I learned to drive on.
He puts it in.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Well, get used to that.
He puts it in R for racing. So
yeah. And just away we go. Life is a highway. Well, you guys said you're pretty good kids for the most part. So I guess this next question might be kind of null and void, but who is most likely to stay out past curfew? I think we got a hand raise, but I don't know if we want to release that information.
No comment.
If you want to plead the fifth here,
I'm pleading the fifth 100%, but chances are
moms might listen to this, and we don't need to divulge in that.
100% more likely to skip it than me, so.
That's fair. Okay, so we usually ask this question to one person, but Ty, I'm going to ask you for Steph, and Steph, I'm going to ask you for Ty. They call you guys and they say, the Fournier family, we want to make a movie about you guys, but we need your help casting your siblings. And they say, Ty, we want you to pick an actor to play Steph. Steph. And Steph, we want you to pick an actor to play Ty. Ty, who are you picking to play Steph?
Oh, God. You can't give me like some time to think about this one?
Sure. This one's a rapid fire, rapid fire question.
Oh, my God. That's a good question. I could not tell you right now. I'm trying to think of somebody funny.
Okay. I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, for Steph, I'll go Jim Carrey.
What?
I would. Hey, but Jim Carrey's Canadian, so that kind of works a little bit.
Oh my God! I was hoping more like along lines of like Billy Bob Thornton, like someone that had a little bit of grit, you know?
Okay, okay.
Dude, they're giving me 30 seconds here. Give me 2 hours.
BBTs. Yeah, you have to come up with that.
I'm sitting here going that you look like fucking Liam Hemsworth.
Well, okay, yeah, well, that's that. That's like
down the river with fucking Jim Carrey. That's terrible.
Wow. Dude, wow. Okay. This would be like this weird conundrum. So like twins, like get the, and not that you guys are twins, but like have to get each other birthday gifts, but neither one of them knows what the other one's getting for them. So like, what if one gift was like really, really special and cool and good, but the other one was like a
coupon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. One free back rub, you know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, you Merry Christmas. I mean?
Hey, cool, great. Thanks.
No, that's cool.
That was an $800 watch. But,
hey, can I change my answer then to Chris Hemsworth?
There you go. Liam and Chris Hemsworth.
Boom.
What's wrong with Rick? What would you rather me say?
I mean, that's a good shift.
Something better than Jim Carrey, to be honest with you. Well, I just watched a movie with him in it, so I mean, I guess Matt, that's why I said it. All right,
liar.
There's a couple minutes.
Which one?
Thank you. No, was what's it called? It was the one where he's what was it? Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Oh,
solid movie. Solid great movie. Movie, man. Movie. Absolutely.
I think I've got the perfect one for Steph.
That's a top 10 movie, dude.
But okay.
So I just recently watched this movie, Like Father. It's got Kristen Bell in it and the guy that played Frasier, Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer, yeah.
There's a character in there, and his real name is Lenny Jacobson.
Sounds super familiar.
Look him up.
I really thought you were just gonna go with Kelsey Grammer. Like I thought Kelsey you just called Grammer. Steph.
Oh man, that would be amazing.
I mean, he was Beast in X-Men.
Pretty much anything better than Jim Carrey at this point.
Yeah, literally.
I thought Jim Carrey was great.
I did too.
Guys, again, you could have given me a list pregame here or something. It wasn't great.
Lenny Jacobson
is an interesting choice.
It's not Loading. Wait for it. Bam.
That's an interesting choice.
Wow.
Let's see this.
I don't even know who that guy is. So you're saying
I don't either.
Jam.
No, don't look with that guy up. No one's gonna look that guy up.
No one's gonna look him up. I'm not.
Literally just did.
If it makes you guys feel any better, Steph, I'm sure you've played against him. I know you have because he plays for Idaho and played for Allen for some time. But we had Zane Franklin on. This is like 2 years ago, and he instantly, without missing a beat, went Zach Galifianakis, and that was the absolute perfect. The guy looks just like Zach Galifianakis.
He actually does though with his red hair. But
yes,
I got a lot of respect for Zane Franklin. Plays a hard game. And you know what? At the end of the day, you answered the bell. So
I'll
keep the Zach Galifianakis jokes off the podcast. You know,
He was really great. He was a fun interview. He was great to have here in Allen. This was a prior regime, but they really dug into the red hair when he was here, and they made him dress up as a leprechaun for the St. Paddy's Day jersey release. And he, let me tell you, was not thrilled about that, and he was not afraid to let us know, and everyone in the front office listened to that podcast, even the guy who made him dress up like that. So he definitely got our respect, and he was a good guy. But yeah, I think the movie question, you know, we had to throw it in there. So kind of separately now, what's the go-to pregame meal for you, Ty? And is that going to shift at all when you're in Texas? Are you going to go with like a hearty brisket that's really going to weigh you down? Or what's the pregame meal for you right now as it stands?
Some type of pasta with a protein and a vegetable.
Okay.
It changes when I get sick of something.
That's fair. Steph, are you pretty much in the same realm or something different?
Spaghetti meat sauce Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday it's a nice big breakfast that you know, wherever I could get let's say a couple of over easy eggs, toast, you know, pancakes, like Sunday games before 4 o'clock. Like basically I've done the exact same thing my entire career. So spaghetti meat sauce, like any regular day, and then any other one than that, big breakfast.
So I'm assuming, I mean, obviously with most pro athletes that aren't named Phil Kessel, you keep a pretty healthy diet. You know, Ty, you're saying you're working out, you know, every day now, skating as many times as you can. This is something I don't think we ever really asked anybody. Cheat meals. What's a go-to cheat meal? Because obviously you guys probably have a hometown place that you really enjoy. So Ty, for you, what's that?
What a burger.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay. That was not scripted. We didn't set that up. I just came fluently.
Yeah. Bacon. Oh, the number 5, I think it was. Oh.
Ty, we're going to have to indoctrinate you with the Whataburger culture when you're down here if you haven't had a chance to try it yet.
Let us know when you're in town and we'll take you.
Absolutely.
That's good.
What about you, Ty? What's a good cheat meal for you? Maybe not right now, but when you do have cheat meals.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, like a greasy burger or something.
Oh boy, do we have a treat for you.
Yeah, man.
The patty melts are delightful. The breakfast is sensational. They just don't miss.
I was going to say, so you've never been able to have Whataburger before, have you?
No.
Yeah.
We might, if it works out and there is like a, you know, a 4 or 5 day gap from game to game and you don't have pretty hard practices, maybe we set something up, we bring some in, and we let you try it for the first time, and we get maybe a live reaction and see if you enjoy it or not.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Why not?
There you go. There you go.
What are you laughing?
Well, I'm down.
Yes, absolutely. Steph, that's an open invite. You know, I think that goes without saying. But guys, I want to say thank you so much on behalf of all of us for the time. Obviously, we're getting pretty close to the season. Like you guys said, that you're both getting kind of ready for whatever's next. You know, so we really appreciate you guys hopping on. Steph, I want to give you a special shout out because you, for the past, 4 or 5 months, have been sharing our stuff, commenting on it, liking it. It means the world to us because when we started this, we never thought we'd have any kind of relationships with pro hockey players. We were just a couple of people talking about hockey. Because it was the first sport that came back from COVID and kind of set the bar. And here we are 3.5 years later, and it's been a wild ride. So really appreciate you guys coming on, taking the time to kind of hang out with us. And I think the Americans fans, Ty, are going to be really excited to hear this, and the Americans fans are going to be really excited to hear from Steph and see, you know, kind of how your summer's been and, you know, how you've been doing in the off season as well. So, yeah, Shannon, Jason, you guys have anything else?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for a lot for having us on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to tell you guys too, I really appreciate what you guys have done, especially in Texas, you know, where the hockey market is just growing. And it was my pleasure to be on your show. And obviously I'll see you guys around the rink and say hi whenever, you know, we cross paths. So appreciate you bringing us on.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure. I am going to put you guys on the spot one more time. So I'm sorry, Ty. We all have specific little sign-offs. We kind of alluded to mine. It has to do with my Kermit tattoos. But if you guys were to have a specific sign-off, what would it be? Steph, I'll put you on the spot first. So Ty kind of has a second to gather. Ty's like, it's still not long enough. I don't care.
It's still not enough time.
Irish goodbye, 1,000,000%. I would just click leave. Irish goodbye.
I like that's actually just everyone logs out at the same time. You just hear the log out sound.
Get the AOL
connection. Yeah, dead connection.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, on behalf of Patrick, stay sassy. Jason.
Stay moist.
Make good choices.
Yep. And don't for any reason. Even if you put guys on the spot and absolutely mentally buckle them on accident, forget your Kermit tattoos.
Sorry, guys.